full time here at the Claim Handling Stadium. It has finished. Erith and Belvedere 3, Tunbridge Wells 3. Tunbridge advanced the next round of the Challenge Cup with a 5-3 penalty shootout win. It was a game of two halves. The Wells took about 5-10 minutes to get into the game, fended off a few Erith and Belvedere chances in those first 10 minutes. Deadlock was broken by Demando Lawrence. Ball coming in from the left-hand side was deflected off the Erith defender, fell to Demando Lawrence just outside the area, and he tucked it neatly away into the bottom right-hand corner. A few minutes later, Tunbridge Wells extended their lead to 2-0. This time, a deep cross coming in from the right-hand side from Regan Cork, and Rhys Bartlett managed just to run in front of the goalkeeper and touch it in for 2-0. Erith and Belvedere were awarded a penalty for handball against Moalaka. A bit of a dubious decision, really, as the ball would come up off of his foot and onto his arm. But the referee deemed this a penalty kick, which was scored to make it 2-1. Just before half-time, Tunbridge Wells made it 3-1. Again, Demando Lawrence, this time with a driving run down on the right-hand side and drilling one home from outside the box into the bottom right-hand corner. Second half belongs to Erith and Belvedere. They came out pressing after making three substitutions, kicking down the hill, and finally paid off when they got their goal coming in from the right-hand side from a cross. It looked like it had hit George Bentley's arm, and then it was handballed into the back of the net by the Erith and Belvedere player. 3-2, and the equaliser came again. Bit of a shuffle ball in towards the area, came out, struck by the right foot of the Erith and Belvedere player, and it just trickled under George Bentley's hand. Final score was 3-3. Tunbridge Wells stepped up and took the victory on penalties, 5-3. Jeremy Good reporting for West Kent Radio.